Oh, hallelujah, Jesus. We glorify, magnify, exalt you, extol you, lift you up. You're not a man that you can lie. You exalted your word above your name. Heaven and earth will pass away. Your word abides forever. Father, I call myself dead, that I may give to you all the praise and all the honor and all the glory. I thank you for the fullness of your grace, because in that the dead are raised, the blind see, and the children's hospitals are emptied out. And for the fullness of that grace, I thank you for it. I owe no man nothing but to love him because of your grace. So, Father, with all my heart, I magnify you, glorify you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Listen. If I was pain, I'd have a hard time surviving in here. I mean, here I'm trying to survive in a place where the truth is resident, which says, he bore my sickness, he carried my pains. If I was pain, I'd really be scared right now. You're in pain anywhere in your body. The last few Sundays, he's dealt with heart pain. I mean, not, but the other kind. You have pain in your body. Stand up where you're at. How many believes it's going to take so much pain out of here? We'll think it's the next day after the cross. Hallelujah. Oh, Koreselechia. Pain. You know, a horrible place to be is in your chair and they all got healed. If you have pain, stand up. Please. Now, any kind of periodic pain that just keeps coming back, you know, it goes, but it always comes back, same stuff. Why don't you just throw up a roadblock here today? Stand up. Now, any disorder, high blood pressure, breathing, the exterior of your toenail on your left foot, smallest toe, hurts. Thank you. In other words, anything wrong. Anything.
Well, I got cancer. It's not what Jesus said.
He's very pleased, and he's pleased because, well, literally, what I heard is he's getting to say things. He's getting to reveal things that's been tucked away in the drawer of religion for some time. Religion didn't like it. But according to what I'm hearing, things are being said. I mean, things that pleases him. We're getting ready to pray, but I've heard something horrible. I heard that the charismatic churches are beginning to lose their crowds during this season of hardships. Because most of them is going back to a more structured church. And
one of the reasons is because the people who were on display seemed to only wanted one thing from the crowd, which was money, more money. Well, that's two things. So all this chaos is hitting and things that a lot of the charismatics are starting to lose some ground because they can't see any advantage in their overextension into some sensationalism, but still seeing no results. So they're looking for something stable. That almost made me want to cry. I don't think so. Not Tulsa. So what did we need? We needed some word. I mean, thoroughly balanced, pulled up from entire books. We needed to get the money thing straight. And that's what we've done. So we're leaving here and going there. And what are you going to do when you get there? Go there. It's got a quote of from glory to glory. He's changing me. So when Moses come down off the mountain, they had to cover his face up. Well, that's another teaching. Are you ready? Father, I felt your love like never before in my life, and I thought I had felt it. It really doesn't fail, does it? And it really does take care of fear. It's even a whole lot easier to pray knowing how he feels about you. So, Father, every pain in this building is being addressed in the name of Jesus. You leave their body now. Now, every resident affliction from high blood pressure, breathing, intermittent pain, hearing, seeing, anything. Father, in Jesus' name, bathe them in something that has been done. You bore their sickness, carried their pains. Go. Now, while we're worshiping a little bit, you feel free to try yourself out. You have to walk a little bit to do it, or do cartwheels, or roll down the stairs. Please feel free. So that's worshiping for a minute as you're checking yourself out. And in that move, he also healed many things that were resident, didn't necessarily cause pain, but such as high blood pressure, blah, blah, things like that. So if you felt presence come over you, undoubtedly you would know whether he did something in that area or not, just because he's saying so. So if anything happened to you that you feel like he came on you and it's different, then wave at me. Yes? Something just lifted, kind of? Yeah, that's how it feels. What? You felt it? Something lifted? Yes.
Healing anointing came on.
And
God, the Lord is healing me as I'm able to.
Oh, it's okay. It's coming and increasing. Yes, but you felt it come, though. Oh, yes. Ooh, so bella tondiski. How many knows that when we meet in a service, Paul outlined, he outlined the order in a service because you should have seen theirs. But if you think you have to stick to three songs, a testimony, prophets speaking one at a time, others judge, it's because of the chaos, nobody had Bibles either. They were lucky to get a letter. They could read of Paul's. So you had to construct some order. But yet God had time to move. People got healed. If word didn't go forward, they wouldn't have got any because they had nothing to carry home. But to be so blessed as we are with the 66 books in our lap, the promise and the fulfilling of it, to 66 books and then the end. You know what they'd have done to take that home with them? There's always that mountain and you wonder what's beyond it. When they seen what incredible results just a little word brought. Going home, remembering what he said, walking in it. Had one person to lean on as the teacher, and it was the Holy Spirit. So, I mean, a teacher's teaching goes forward here every 8:30 on Sunday morning and most of the time every Wednesday night. But how many knows that God likes to take time through the gifts and run through his mind through a service and meet needs here and there? He likes to meet with you too. It all just isn't one form that nobody can violate. We're getting all those things in. We're getting the word in, the moving of the Spirit, the worship. We're getting it all in. If you say, well, you didn't teach this morning. Hey, you try to teach when he keeps talking to you about something else. You try to prophesy. I mean, when prophecy's coming, you try to go back and teach. Besides, you don't know how interesting a church is that after they teach, that the things that you teach on starts happening, like miracles.
Say, well, you didn't teach.
Yes, it was teaching. Well, she got healed. Well, it's no good because you didn't teach on it. Hallelujah. So something's belong to God. So everybody that you got something from that, you stand up now. From the pain to the beyond the same. All right. The rest of you, come on, jump up and give him all the glory for it. Hallelujah! Hoshkodas karasha, heno mato ati, to atilas kla, ta, dome, quist candif, fublach, to dandala piku. Hakuti chombe kirsta for hatalenza haskemesa hawoma. For you'll not be too long into the manifestations of my power and my glory, that the excitement, the things you'll see will do things to you, which will speed you up. And as you move forward faster in me, you'll realize who I am and what I've done for you. And I'm talking to you as an individual who has my hand on you, that these signs will follow. You lay hands on the sick and they'll recover. You'll speak with new tongues and devils will flee from your presence. And oh, who is you? So dare to rejoice and full of joy during these times, because you know me. You know what's coming. So be glad. What the world says, what the economy says, is not what I say. Who I say? Hokiska, bondisk robika. Understand, you that stand your ground, and the devil cannot get you not to rejoice. You that stand your ground, you'll see glorious things, and many will turn to you for answers because they don't have any. Sometimes I'd rather hear him than myself. Okay, I think we gave him a little bit of glory, and then he spoke. He spoke up, and then it was fun, wasn't it? Donaskidiski, Donaandoski, Kerichorema, Donaandstokese. Why do you keep speaking with tongues? Because I don't know I'm doing it at first. Then it's a public assembly. Then you're under obligation to interpret. Tuachilo, my kid. What did he say? He said, as time goes by and the power and everything comes to an increase, you'll understand more and more about the moving of the Spirit, and in particular, the communication. Hallelujah. That was Shemakia. Dodeka Shekoma. What can I do when there's supposed to be an English word next? Kosalibasi Chini. For what he'll teach you will be not only what you've learned and how to operate here, but wherever you go, then the Holy Spirit will have free course to operate as he's taught you. In the gifting in accordance with where you're at. Tolakoesi. Nona tolakom. Benchati. Okay. I get to tell this part without thus saith. I understand now that I saw the flooding and the croplands underwater and the tornado alley changing places. And how many remembers all that prophecy a few years ago? It wasn't the kind that you would try to stop, like I'm going to pray that and stop all of it and stuff. It was more like a timeline that's coming because the end's coming. But also, I saw a great revival during the same period. So it kind of dated things for me a little bit and caused me to understand everything we've learned, the endurance, the stubbornness, the not stopping, not quitting, and not compromising is all going to be needed in the days to come. So, hallelujah. And one thing that he parked me and preached so hard on the love of God for is we can't go into this time with fear. We can't. No fear. We can't go into the impossible afraid of failing. Love never, never fails. Sometimes the person confronted with it may run off somewhere and have the change. But you can bet they're better off for the encounter than not. It never fails. Never. Yes, sir. How many remembers when he had finances stand up and wanted things to start happening in a certain time period? How many remembers that service a month or so ago? How many's had results from it? If you've got a job or had any results from it, then stand up where you're at. All right. Hallelujah. Glory. So how many knows that when tornadoes come, I talk to them? I mean, they give them names. I talk to them. Why do you do that? Because Jesus started it. I mean, they say, don't you care that the boat's sinking, oh sleeping one? First thing he wanted to know, how is it that But you don't have any faith. What do you expect them to do? Stop a storm?
Yeah.
And when he showed me, when he first showed me, I realized Jesus just did those things on a regular basis, and including feeding multitudes when there was nothing to feed them. Well, the original DNA of a sandwich or something, yeah. So I saw this, the things that he did, and I knew that the head of the church wasn't just showing off. He was doing it because he said, the works I do, you really can do also. But the reason there are so many things that will happen is because of fear, like anything else. Resident feelings try to take you over of fear and different things. But you know when to whip the daylights out of them is when times are good. I hate to wait for the problem to come to get trained by it. Well, by the time it comes, I like to just knock it out. We'll say, how can you do something like that? You can take the discipline it would have taken you to survive and get in the prayer closet or worship. Spend the time in the presence of God until you change into somebody that just won't take anything from the devil. I like this, don't you? Hallelujah. So then I've had to dig some scripture out, and I did, and you heard it. I taught it about all creation was subject to corruption by reason of him that subjected the same in hope. Not only they, but ourselves also that have the first fruits of the Spirit we've grown within ourselves, waiting for the adoption process to be made complete at the redemption of our bodies. But meanwhile, while we're stuck at this, when he gave us the Holy Spirit to help our infirmities and weaknesses imposed on us by the flesh, as we pray in the Holy Ghost and work his plan. But he said the Holy Spirit's here to help you because you're wearing that corruptible body. Well, how about the earth? She groans and travails, waiting for the manifestations of the sons of God. Well, it was subjected to imperfection, so it's terminating. But don't worry, it'll be around 1,000 years through the millennial, and then right after that, it'll be a very hot fire, very hot. The elements will pass away with the fervent heat and a roaring noise. And the heavens and the earth will be dissolved. Don't worry. We get a new planet. I want a mansion in heaven. You stay there. I'm moving to the planet. So this planet's terminating. Well, yeah, but it's my home. Especially Tulsa. My feet are here. And this body, it's my house. I'm here. Like we said before, this is how he got it over to me. Well, this body will take disease very willingly. But I don't have to let it. Tulsa will take a tornado. I don't think you have to let it. Koso talaki. Hallelujah. Well, I was praying, and do you know what happened? I was having a good time praying. I'm thinking, oop, looks like I'm going to move here and there. Well, if you want me to preach something, just let me know anytime. But you're going to have any... All of a sudden, you know what I saw. Communion table. How long has it been that we've examined ourselves? It's been a while, hasn't it? We've been on a wild ride. I'll get to exhort on communion a little bit. We get to examine ourselves as what he wanted. He said if we'd judge ourselves, we wouldn't be. I'd rather judge myself and stop something than have him have to do it. And communion is used also as a place to examine yourself. So according to tradition, I have 20 minutes. But I think I can cover it, and then I get so much out of when I could, anybody in my family I could pull together and serve each other communion and pray. So pretty soon we'll release you and you can go over and get your communion cup and serve each other if you like. Now underneath the teaching that was done in the gospel seen by Paul, they was at the supper, the Last Supper, and evidently it carried on into the early church that when they had communion, there was a supper that went with it. But the church has slimmed that down to just a wafer and a little bit of grape juice. So we kind of slimmed it down to that and not the supper. And in the 11th chapter, 1 Corinthians, he's talking about that supper. And some would come and they didn't eat at home, so they'd eat all that up. And it's chaos and division. And that's what he was speaking about. But our communion has went down to the no supper. Just take your little cracker. But it still means the same. This is my body, which was broken for you. This is my blood. He said that one bread is what the whole body of Christ is part of. And not Jew, there's not Gentile. To see all these churches where we don't even go in each other's doors hardly. That kind of division he didn't like. But the church world is full of it now. But I'll exhort a little bit. And one reason for communion is to examine yourself. Am I destroying anybody? Am I doing part of the body of Christ in? You know, Lord, I don't want to. If I got something I need to straighten out with somebody, I want to do it. I'd rather judge myself than be judged. And he said, for this very reason in communion, and the way they preached it, that improper communion, you know, that you don't believe for your healing because this is my body which was broken for you, so you're not believing for your healing. And that's why people were dying before their time. No, that wasn't why. The reason they were dying before their time because they wasn't examining themselves and getting rid of the strife and the hatred. And then when those diseases couldn't be. I mean, he said, if you judge yourself, you wouldn't be judged. Get rid of it. He says, that's why many of you die before your time. And that's because we're walking somewhere where you can't do anything. So really, communion time was a time of self-examination. I don't want to drink of this unworthy with something in my heart against somebody that's part of the same loaf that I am. I don't think so. Let me read some. Go to the 11th chapter, 1 Corinthians. Why don't we just kick in about the 17th verse? Now, the 17th verse. Now, in this I declare unto you, I praise you not, that you come together not for the better, but for the worse. For first of all, when you come together in church, I hear there's divisions among you, and I partly believe it. Well, he said, this is 2,000 years later. Believe it, Paul. Believe it. See. Well, then he says in 19, there must also be heresies among you, that they which are approved might be made manifest among you or come to the forefront as one of the leaders of the division. Well, when this book started out, Paul was talking about, I'd like to give you meat and I couldn't, and why? He says, because of the divisions. Well, now he's addressing it in communion. In 19, then he said, there must also be heresies among you, with their approval be manifest. They'll come to the forefront. When you come together, therefore, into one place, this is not to eat the Lord's Supper. In other words, it's not the Lord's Supper that was instituted by him that you're partaking of. For in eating, everyone takes before the other his own supper, and one's hungry, and another's drunken. Must have been real wine. What? Don't you have houses to eat and drink in? And to despise you the church of God? And shame them that have not? What shall I say to you? Shall I praise you in this? I praise you not. For I have received of the Lord that which I also delivered you, that the Lord Jesus, the same night in which he was betrayed, he took bread. When he'd given thanks, he broke it. He said, take, eat. This is my body which is broken for you. This do in remembrance of me. After the same manner also, he took the cup and he had supped, saying, this cup is the New Testament of my blood. This do you as oft as you drink it and remember me. For as oft as you eat this bread, drink this cup, you show the Lord's death till he comes. Wherefore, whosoever shall eat the bread, drink this cup of the Lord unworthily shall be guilty of the body and blood of the Lord. Let a man examine himself. Let him eat of that bread and drink of that cup, the one that Paul instituted. For he that eateth and drinketh unworthily, eateth and drinketh damnation to himself, not discerning the Lord's body. For this cause many are weak and sickly among you, and many sleep, die. We'd judge ourselves, we'd not be judged. But when we're judged, we're corrected by God, that we should not be condemned with the world. Wherefore, my brethren, when you come to eat together, tarry one for another. If any man hunger, let him eat at home. Then you come together, not into condemnation. The rest I'll set in order when I come. Well, why don't you go over to Isaiah with me for a minute, to 53. I'm about done. Let's find out about this just a little. These are some of my favorite verses. 53 and 4. Surely he's borne our grief, carried our sorrows. Yet we esteemed him smitten, smitten of God, afflicted, pained and diseased. But here it is. He was wounded for our transgressions, he was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him. Should I say the chastisement for our lack of peace? He was being chastised by our lack so we could have peace. The chastisement of our peace was upon him. And with his stripes, he said, we're healed. Well, when he was talking about this is my body which was broken for you. It took me a while to understand it. When he said, behold, the body of Christ is a loaf. And when a person separates it through strife, unforgiveness, these kinds of things, then when Paul was talking about, listen, there's somebody I don't even know how to word this. You have a ought against someone. I don't even want to go beyond that. That the reason it's so bad and has all the strength that it has, because there's the devil connected directly with it. And when there's another mind there, something that's overpowering and keeps driving you back. This is really bad. You need the devil to be dealt with. You really need to let this go. If it continues on, it will destroy you. So you know, if you got a hatred and an ought towards somebody and you can't turn it loose, and here's a mark of it, you get so angry you lose control, guess who takes it?
Am I saved?
Yeah, currently. Now, I don't know if you'll come up or not, but I do know he wasn't going to let me get by without saying it. When he said, "Surely he's borne my sickness, carried my pains. We that esteem him smitten, son of God, afflicted, he's wounded my transgressions. Bruised for my iniquities, the chastisement of my peace was on him. And with the stripes they inflicted, he was healed." Deuteronomy 23, 23-25, first verse. It says, if there be a controversy between two men, a striving, two will be brought before a righteous judge, and the judge will deem one wrong, and they'll receive up to 39 lashes because he transgressed against his brother. That was the stripes he was talking about that Jesus took. Even in Timothy, he talked about it. There was no guile in his mouth because his walk, he became my walk. He suffered in my place. So in order for him to be my substitute, there was no guile in his mouth. And yet, they nailed him to the cross, bore my stripes. If there be a striving between men, they were judged. Jesus stood before the righteous judge, which was God, and he said, "Guilty." By what? Because he is in my place. Guilty. Took the 39 lashes. So when he talked about a striving between men, and by his stripes you're healed, he was actually talking about hatred and division people got into with each other, and to take communion, which is the one loaf. No division. You know what? You're why we had this morning. Hallelujah. You're why we had this. Hey, we salute you. You? We salute you, ma'am. How many is this strong and this brave? Whew. May I have some of my preachers come up here, okay? Oh, I mean his preachers. You're ready for this to be over, aren't you? You start acting on it today, okay? When you do, you won't find the same war you felt before. It won't overcome you. First, Father, I thank you for a healing. Thank you for a healing first. Nobody but you. And so now, devil, you drove her to the edge. This is your last time. So you listen to me. You're going. And you're going now. He singled you out last night, devil. So you're going now. Now. In Jesus' name. Now. You'll not torment her mind anymore. So, Father, release your healing power now and your glory. In Jesus' name. Just stay with her a little while. Let him finish. How would you like to try to teach something and have something keep coming back and taking it away from you? Come back until you obey. He must think we're a different kind of church or something. Okay, I know yours wasn't like that. But if you do have some oughts that you want to turn loose, and you want some help on it, you know, we're glad to lay hands on you and pray. I love the love of God. So, if, come up here. Yeah. We sure thank God for the day you came. Yeah. It's a good time. You know, we're all he has. He has nothing else to reach the world with. We're it. We're all he has to reach the world. He can't do it any other way. The day that Adam and Eve fell, he had to prophesy to the devil 4,000 years into the future and say that Mary's going to bruise your head. See the woman? It's going to bruise your head, Satan. Which was his... After that prophecy went forth, then he killed two animals to clothe them. When the blood spilled from the animal, it was same as a credit card charging it to the cross that was just prophesied in Mary. And it began, he only had them to work with. He doesn't have anybody else, so. He really doesn't want us. I don't know where I'd been if I'd not prayed my way out of it in the Holy Ghost. It wasn't exactly nice. It's hard for him to reach people when us believers destroy him. If he had not came on me with communion and Lord's Supper, had he not, I doubt if I could have made it this far. without the revelation of that adding to what he was trying to tell me in the service. But someone really needed to be set free. Now, what you're going to find is he's going to reach down on the inside. He's going to do a healing. And you're going to find the emotions and things that drove that thing is just not going to drive it anymore. You can make it right. I know. All right. Are you ready? I wouldn't be up here if you didn't want to let him go. Look at her. He does so want to answer your prayers, meet your needs, and do all that. He loves you. But we can't beat up our brothers and sisters. You know? Even our natural will get you for that. How many have ever been beat for fighting? It says if you judge yourself what you're doing, then you won't be. No disease can kill you, nothing like that. Come on. This is a great day. We'll have to go riding our motorcycles.